everyone, and welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, like Tony does this every Monday, it's things that are actually worse than Monday.
Five, to be exact, and I bet you'll agree. Number five, a tapeworm that pops out of your butt and bites people.
If you could train it, though, it'd be handy.
All right, yeah, then it might be cool.
Then it might be cool, yeah.
Number four, falling down a flight of stairs while holding two baby kittens would be worse than Monday. Number three, eating lobster while watching an ingrown toenail get cut out. Makes you want a lobster, don't it? Crunch.
No.
Number two, being a mechanic named O'Reilly, but you work at AutoZone.
Well, that'd be terrible.
And you have to answer the phone. Yeah. Hello, well, O'Reilly. AutoZone.
This is AutoZone.
O'Reilly.
I'm O'Reilly. O'Reilly.
And worse than Monday, number one, vomiting jigsaw puzzle pieces.
I think that's a corner piece.
Yeah, fits right here.
Yeah. Also this morning we talked about breakup lines and when to actually break up with somebody. I don't know why we're talking about this right now, because this ain't breakup season. Breakup season's not till the fall.
Right.
And then you break up, and then you don't get back together with anybody till after Valentine's Day. It's pretty simple. You have to decide how committed you are. Do you want to be single or not single for Halloween? If you're all right being with that girl through Halloween, that's fine. But then before Thanksgiving, you've got to call it off, because then family's involved.
Right. Then that's breakup season.
And then there's Christmas to buy.
You want to get out of there before.
If you're not done by Halloween, you got to be done by Thanksgiving. But this is in the news now.
Okay.
A new survey found 1 in 5 people have ended a relationship via text.
You shouldn't do that.
13% of people prefer it that way.
No.
1 in 8 people have been ghosted. That's where people just vanish. No explanation.
That's chicken. You need to tell them.
But then the people who do the grown-up stuff and break it off in person, these are the go-to phrases that everybody leans on. These are some of the most common breakup lines for people, according to the survey. Number one is the scariest 4 words in any relationship, and they are, we need to talk.
Yep, those are the words. Scary.
It's not you, it's me. We want different things. I'm not the right person for you. I'm positive I've said that one before.
Yeah, these are break lines.
I need space.
I hate that one.
I'm not ready for a serious relationship right now, Tony. I just need some time for me, Tony.
We'd be better off friends.
There's someone else, Tony.
Oh, no. I've heard that a time or two.
I don't know how to tell you this, but blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Tony.
Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
Now, see, when it comes to breakup lines, I think I have the best ones.
Okay.
And these are some freebies. You guys write these down.
Yeah, this will be good for you.
Well, you don't want to hurt anybody.
Come this fall.
You just want to come out. You want to say something that, you know, to make breaking up easy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have gone a sip of herpalades. Then she's not going to mind the breakup.
Uh-uh. Uh-uh. She'll be happy about it.
Or tell her point blank, you'll never compare to my mother. It's another great line. Tell her, I feel led to do mission work at Hooters restaurants.
This morning we told you about a lady who ate half a cake while she was shopping at Walmart, then only wanted to pay for half the cake.
Silly lady.
Man, this Walmart in Wichita Falls, Texas, they are having one heck of a year. They've got to be going for some Walmart award.
All right. What's the award?
They started off the year, well, it'd be the weirdest Walmart ever. But back in January, do you remember the lady who was driving around the parking lot on her motorized shopping cart drinking wine out of a Pringles can?
I do remember that.
Well, that happened at the Wichita Falls Walmarts.
What a neat place where neat things happen, I guess.
Well, now something else has happened.
All right.
At the same Walmart. This lady, she picked up a cake at the bakery, and while she's shopping, she's eating it. She eats half of it while she's shopping around the store.
Ate half her cake?
Yeah. So she gets to the register, and she says she wasn't going to pay full price for the cake. Half of it's missing.
Well, duh. I mean,
it's missing.
You can't charge somebody for full price for a half cake.
Well, the store ended up calling the cops on her for half a cake. The woman wasn't arrested, but she did get banned from the store. This makes two people they've had to ban from Walmart in 2019.
Well, they've done this to me before, too, with the multivitamins. And I was over there, you got to buy your medicines and stuff, too, before you go through there chewing them.
I bet if it was half a toilet paper, they'd have let her go. Oh. Yeah. The Twisted Mind of Tony brought us a brand new Tony Tales today.
It's a tongue twister.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, a skunk named Pepe Le Pew met a prairie dog named Poupe Le Poo. "Shoo-wee, you smell like Dookie Doo," said Pepe Le Pew. "So do you, Pepe Le Pew," said Poupe Le Poo. "Maybe it's something stuck to our shoe that smells like Dookie Doo Doo." Both of them looked at their shoe, and not a sign of any number two. They learned a septic tank down the street accidentally blew by a construction crew. It went kabloo and tossed poo-poo and rain doo-doo, and that's why the smell of shoe was on Pepe Le Pew and Poupe Le Poo, but not on their shoe. They smiled and kept playing Motley Crue. The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
I'm a walking dictionary thesaurus.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Pimpsmaculations. Pimpsmaculations is to politely and softly use the back of your hand to tell someone that they did an outstanding job. Pimpsmaculations.
That's Tony's word of the day.
The best country lyric that's never, ever, ever, and probably won't ever be.
But maybe.
Written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I like you, bunches and lots. Almost as much as tater tots, and I think your mom's a fox.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There's a teenager named Logan Simmons, and he was working at a drive-thru at a Chick-fil-A in Georgia last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And a woman in the drive-thru lane started yelling for help.
Oh, no.
Her 6-year-old son was choking. He wasn't choking on food. It turned out his seatbelt somehow started strangling him. Uh-huh. It sounds like either it locked up or he got it wrapped around his neck somehow. Don't know exactly how that worked. Anyway, it was a thing.
Okay, kid was choking.
Luckily, Logan knew what to do. He's a real man, and he carries a pocket knife with him.
Go, Logan.
You don't see that much anymore.
I carry one, but sometimes I forget it.
Sometimes I leave it in my truck. It's not always in my pocket. But this guy.
I'm always supposed to have it, though.
There's security footage of him jumping through the drive-thru window. So he crawls through the drive-thru window.
Which is little anyway.
Ran out to the car, cut the seatbelt, and saved the kid's life.
Go, Logan, go.
Logan's mom says she's amazed how he didn't panic and he acted like it was no big deal. Didn't even tell her about it until about 2 hours after he got home that day. She's like, do you think it happened at work? No. Do you think it happened at work? No. Do you think it happened at work? Well, I did save this kid's life, Mom.
Yeah, pulled a Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. And this part's kind of refreshing, though, because we never hear it. When the local news heard all about it, and they went to go interview Logan, and they said, Logan, do you feel like a hero? And Logan says, yes. Yes, I do.
Wait. Hey, he should, too, because Logan, you are a hero.
Way to go. Logan Simmons, you are
real good.
All right, well, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening to it. If you wouldn't mind subscribing, that way you get it even when you don't want it.
Heck, share it. Share the fire out of it.
This has been In Case You Missed It.